Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I don't even know if it is anything to do with Michael. I think certainly I have been under center a lot, and I do feel more comfortable there. I think some of it last year was the mesh with the run game was a little better out of the pistol sometimes. I think there's some internal pressures that can be harder under center, where you get push in your face if you're under center, that can be hard. So there's really pros and cons to both, right? And you kind of have to deal with the good and the bad. I also think with the Achilles that the pistol at times was more helpful because you didn't have to move quite as much because they're already right there by you. So there were pros and cons to all of it, but I would agree with you that the last – you know, several weeks just being under center does kind of take me back to what I've done for so long.
There you have it. Kirk Cousins, one of the many questions and answers that he had with Dukes and Bell yesterday on their show in the afternoon. If you want to check that out on the website, 929thegame.com, Dukes and Bell page. Talking about being under center, obviously that's been a talking point this season regarding Penix being in the pistol and now Kirk being more under center since he's come back. Place he's been a lot in his career. Fairly comfortable with it.
Okay. Duh. did he say anything that we didn't know?
Yesterday? No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, again, it's one of those things where it makes no sense to continuously go back and forth. It's what they wanted to do. That's why they did it. And, you know, I just like what Kurt said. It has good and bad things about it, because it does have its good and has advantages and disadvantages in, but that's anything, you know. And so, you know, if the people want to continue to just harp on that damn right there over and over and over again, I'll let them go do it, because I, for one, am not going to do it anymore. It is what it is, man. But they got a big game. Kurt's going to be under center because Kurt's been under center and comfortable under center his whole career. It's not something new for him. If being under center is going to be the rise and fall of this damn organization, then they got a bigger damn issue.
Yeah, well, they do have a bigger issue.
They got a bigger damn issue.
That's the thing, is like, I think it's easy for people to see the difference and talk about it.
It's a great difference, but you're telling me they were going to win, they were going to be in the playoff hunt because Michael would have been under center.
No, I don't. I'm not telling you that.
I know you're not telling me that, but I'm asking a question.
But like, no, obviously they have a bigger issue,
yes.
Right? Like, wherever, I just hope Michael Penix is taking snaps at quarterback in the first quarter of game one.
Who gives a damn how it comes?
Yeah, if he's under center in the pistol or the shotgun, we can analyze that once it happens. I just hope Penix is the quarterback week one next year, because if he's not, obviously it's one of the many things that they're going to have to navigate this offseason. I do feel pretty confident in saying, and I know they asked Kirk Cousins yesterday about coming back, and he was asked about that in his press conference, and Raheem had that clip yesterday that we played on the show as well about, you know, everything's on the table and all that. We don't even know if Raheem's going to be sitting at the table.
Exactly.
When those decisions get
exactly
made. Exactly. I highly doubt whoever the people are making those decisions, though, that Kirk will be back at quarterback next year for the Falcons.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so, that and everything like that. But, I mean, I don't understand, you know, the questions about the offseason and Rod answering them. And they're like, well, I don't understand. How do you expect him?
Right. Like, he's not going to say, well, I don't know if I'm even going to be.
You know what I mean? Is that what you were looking for? Is that what, when whoever asked the question about that, is that what you were looking for him to say, I don't know, I'm not going to be here? Or
that's interesting. I don't know.
The feeling of, like, he knows that he's not coming back and all those different things. He might be in a point where, in a place where he's like, I know it's over, but I'm not going to freaking, you know, go outside myself and walk around mopey and all those different things.
Sure.
You know, so,
sure.
I mean,
because this is the reality of his situation, too. We talked about this earlier this week. Like, I think you and I are on the same page as far as, I don't think Raheem thinks that his fate is sealed.
No.
I think Raheem either thinks he's back next year either way, because team coaches get 3 years here at least, or he thinks that if it's up in the air right now, that he can do some stuff over the next 3 weeks to change the opinion.
And that's a great,
which is how he should think.
And exactly. That's a great mentality to have.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to go out here and act defeated or anything. There's still a possibility that I can still salvage some things and everything.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to go out there and do that, not sit here and mulk me and be real short and things like that. Like, I don't know.
Right.
We'll see about it in
now,
the offseason.
Again, these are all sort of different. Like, that's how he should feel. That's how everyone in that building should feel. And that's how they should approach the game on Sunday, and I'm sure that they will. The people that are making those decisions, I would assume, aren't simply looking at what happens over the final 3 weeks of the season to determine what they're going to do. To me, don't you know already?
But the thing about it is, which go back to what you just said, they should.
They should know, right?
But I think for a fact that Arthur Blank is evaluating these last four games is going to go into his decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go into the decision whether to dismiss him or not.
What we don't know is how much it'll play a factor in the decision.
Yes,
and that's what I was saying in the first segment.
Yeah, no, it's going to play.
Bias is real,
It's going to play a part in the decision.
And we've seen it before.
Yes.
We've seen bad Falcons teams finish strong and have that be weighed more heavily than the bad play early in the season.
You're damn sure.
That's where we all have to sort of say, if you're being honest about it, that we don't know. We don't know what they're going to do. You can have your opinion as to what you think they're going to do, but there's no way of knowing what they're going to do next. And all we know is they'll kick it off on Sunday and try to beat the Cardinals. Here's Kalen DeBoer, who's getting ready for a college football playoff game on Friday night, believe it or not, given all the conversation, against Oklahoma, who beat them earlier this year, talking about how this run for Alabama is similar to his previous college football playoff run.
I mean, I just know that across the board, the intensity is just so much fun to be a part of. The playoff environment and, just everyone, the support, whether it's your team inside, the support outside, this is what you work for. You work to get to this moment to where you got a chance to reach your goals. And, every day you're giving everything you can to give yourself the best chance to be successful. And so, you just got to make sure we stick to our process and every day, give everything you got. One thing that is, nice this week is, you're done with finals and guys are graduation and all that's taken care of. And so, you're just really focused on football. And so that's been really good for our guys to be able to lock in that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a big time atmosphere tomorrow night down in Norman,
Oklahoma. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great, down there tomorrow night. If Alabama doesn't turn the ball over, they'll win.
That's right.
Because Oklahoma's offense is ass trash.
I do wonder what Mateer's looking like 3 weeks.
That's the biggest thing right there, Bunk. If he looks good, then we can change. Because they were rolling. They weren't necessarily rolling, but they were playing better on offense before he had the thumb injury.
Right.
But if Alabama doesn't turn the ball, they gave him 17 points off turnovers in the last game.
Correct.
And what was the final score, 20 to something?
I think 23-21, something like that.
Yeah.
And they had a field goal to take the lead late. They missed it. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if Alabama doesn't shoot themselves in the foot in that game, then they win that game.
Yeah, if they can find a semblance of some run game. Now, the biggest thing, Oklahoma has a national championship winning defense.
They do.
They fly, and they get after you and things like that. It'd be big to have Jam back if he's going to play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Yeah, they need to run the football, but Jam does so much. Jam can catch the football. More importantly, Jam can protect.
Mm-hmm.
Jam's really good in pass pro and things like that because Oklahoma's just going to keep sending dudes.
Yep.
They're going to keep sending dudes at you, and somebody's got to make a play, and it's not going to be one of those things where you're going to sit back and you got to get the ball out of your hand. That's why if Ryan Williams was himself, he's perfect because you can get him the ball and he can get out. You saw the couple plays he made against Georgia.
Yeah.
If you can get it to him quick.
He's the guy, honestly, in this game. Like Jam Miller for sure.
Yeah.
R. Mason Thomas, the edge for
tight end's back too.
Didn't play the first time they played.
That is
he might be the best player on that great defense. Quavis, the tight end, is back for now. Jam Miller and Quavis played the first time
they did.
And they still scored 23 points because that Oklahoma defense is very good. But if Ryan Williams can look like he was engaged in the first half against Georgia, obviously everything kind of went sideways because Georgia took control of that game.
Right.
But like, He just kind of looked the same kind of like bouncy, springy, athletic kid that he looked like freshman year.
Yeah.
Now he hasn't looked like that all. You got to think injury is a part of that, right? Or he quit. I don't know.
I don't know.
But if he looks like he looked in the first half against Georgia, he could be a huge X factor in this game.
Yeah.
Because he might be the best guy in the game.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and he can do so much with a little. I mean, all he needs is a little seam, and he's going to be out the game. But yeah, this is going to be a great game tomorrow night. He's an over under 38 or something like that.
Whew, yeah.
So it's looking like it's going 20-17
right
or something
around
like
there,
that.
Oklahoma's going to win it.
They're going to win it. They're going to win it. Alabama's got to find a way. It's still a possession.
Yeah.
To get something in the special teams, get a turnover.
That's
or
a
something
huge
like that.
Because Alabama's kicking game is back to like that early Nick Saban can't count on the kicker.
Right.
Cost him the game the first time. Oklahoma's kicker's first team All-American.
Yes.
Now he wears Daisy Dukes.
He's a thigh guy.
He's got the Hoochie Daddy shorts on, but he doesn't miss.
He doesn't, man. He's a damn good player.
And
man.
if it comes down to that, Oklahoma has the advantage there. So they have a better defense and better special teams.
Yep.
And Alabama's offense has been sputtering. I don't know. Everything tells me to pick Alabama, but also we always talk about last year how the teams with the byes all lost.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nuance to that. All the teams with home games last year won easy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Those games on campus,
yes.
It's still college football.
It's going to be, dude, it's going to be Friday
deal.
Night in Norman, and Alabama's
huge,
coming to town.
Huge
it's going to be freaking nuts
Not
in
to mention
Norman,
they
Oklahoma.
Beat them 2 years in a row.
They have beat them.
Like,
that's
they
the
got
thing
them
about,
twice.
I just think, and I got to go back to that part of it. If Alabama plays clean, they will beat Oklahoma. Uh-huh. But Oklahoma is a great defense that forces
right.
you into those things.
Exactly.
They force you into turn the ball over.
They did it to them.
Yes.
They did it to them. Yeah, I don't know. The more I think about it, I think Oklahoma's going to beat them.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be a pretty football game, but it's going to be a fun one, man. God, I'm looking forward to that game. And then, you know, after that, who knows? I mean, it could be a wild weekend. In Tuscaloosa and Ann Arbor, and
yeah, man.
Private flights.
I just
and
think,
all kinds
to me,
of stuff.
It just seems like they're waiting.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's like Michigan.
I think
so too.
And I think right now he believes I'm in Alabama. I'm not leaving.
Right.
Blah blah blah. We'll let him lose on Friday night and deal with.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That
and get the message board.
Yeah, because they're not going to fire him,
no.
But it might feel like that. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the other playoff games on the other side. Also, the Hawks are back in action tonight as well, so we'll get into a little bit of NBA conversation. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.